Woman Up series, a podcast by the Shawl Label, journeying into self-betterment one conversation at a time, with Ida Aslan and Sophia Molana.
Welcome to the first episode of the Woman Up series with me, Ida, and my good friend, Sophia.
So Ida runs the Shawl Label, a Singaporean, through and through, as she describes herself, but residing in beautiful Tangier and Morocco. How would I describe Ida? An entrepreneurial wonder woman and finally a soulmate.
Oh, you know, the best thing about me and Sophia, like our relationship, you guys should know this, that we've never met each other in real life. But it has not stopped me from regarding her as one of my soulmates, because there's just something beautiful about Sophia. And every time I feel down or like worried, if I go to her, she would just like make my heart all peaceful again. Sophia has this thing about her, mashallah. and she studies law, everybody. So
I do indeed. I think I should grab myself a box of tissues, Ida. I'm getting quite sort of welled up.
I'm very, very excited to be doing this podcast with Sophia, and I'm extremely honored that she accepted my invitation, because I don't think I can do this podcast alone without her. She has given like really, really good insights, and she's done wonderful things for the podcast. So I'm very, very excited to be doing this with her, and I'm even more excited for you ladies to get to know her. She's a gem, really, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, but please stop. So Ida, why are we here? Why are we podcasting?
Sophia and I realized that, you know, podcast is an amazing thing, but there really isn't a specific podcast out there that is targeted or created for young Muslim modern women. And we thought that, you know, we should definitely bridge this gap and create something for girls like us.
Absolutely, absolutely. So essentially this podcast is like a communal platform where we talk about things that are relevant, inshallah, to the young woman of today.
Yep. So let's get started. Sophia, what do you think is synonymous when we talk about intention? What is the first thing that comes to your mind when we talk about intention, especially in regards to our deen? Because it is a huge thing in Islam to, you know, have to start everything with intentions. Our five daily prayers, we started with the recitation of our intentions. And what do you think is the most synonymous with the whole concept of having pure intentions?
Absolutely. Like you said, I think intentions are the motivations behind our actions. And what I feel is like the most important element to intention is ikhlas, so sincerity. And sincerity for me, well, here's how I see sincerity. It's like the root that holds, if your intention is the seed, it's like the root that holds that seed down. So it holds it in place so that when winds of sort of pride or arrogance or anger or even demotivation sort of come by, your intention, it's not swayed, it's not uprooted. So intentions is synonymous to sincerity for me. How would you describe sincerity for yourself, Ida?
You know, it's so beautiful that you actually brought up the idea or the metaphor of the root. You see, the beautiful thing about the root is you don't really see it. It's underground. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel sincerity is, or intention is, because having an intention is like a secret between you and Allah. No one knows your intention, but everyone else sees your actions. Just like everyone else sees the physical tree, but not everyone sees the root that's holding down the tree. So that's how I would define sincerity. Like, there is no specific, or there is no, you cannot really define sincerity for me, because it's such a sacred thing that only you and Allah knows. And I think that's beautiful. That's something beautiful about ikhlas, because I don't know, you just can't explain it, you know? It's something that is, that's just between you and Allah, and that fact in itself is, it gives me goosebumps.
Subhanallah. So what you're coming to say is it's just being true to yourself and being true to Allah, and honesty of mind in whatever you do.
Yes, exactly. And I think without the whole aspect of ikhlas, you know, when you make an intention without ikhlas, there's always that possibility that pride and you know, showing off can get into the picture, and that's actually very dangerous and also very easy to happen.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so how do we ensure that we make the right intentions, or can you always assure that you make the right intention when you go into something? Is it okay to sort of rethink your intentions after you've begun something?
I don't know. I think as humans, you know, we always have, we have flaws. And I think, you know, there might be on many occasions where we do something and we don't really start it out with a proper intention, but halfway through doing that action or through doing that specific activity, you realize, oh my god, I should have like an intention grounding me down. And I think it's never too late to have an intention even after you have started doing something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know what, subhanAllah, on the topic of changing intentions, I remember that during my undergrad studies, I had a breakdown halfway through, as I think most of us do. So naturally I call mum and I say, mum, I can't do this anymore, it's so hard, you know, is this benefiting my Islam? And mum just asked me this one question, and she says, why are you there? And she said, she answered her own question, as mothers always do. And she said, you're there to seek knowledge. So in Islam, there's no dichotomy between religious knowledge and secular knowledge. All knowledge is sacred. So long as you do something good with that knowledge, it all depends on what you do with that knowledge. So whilst I began with the intention of, hey, I want to be this lawyer, I want to become a lawyer, so I'm doing this degree, halfway through, I had to change my intention to say, hey, I want to learn fi sabilillah. And that's what got me through my degree.
SubhanAllah, that's so true. And like you say, moms always solve for your problems. I think what you went through is, or many times I did go through the same thing again, especially with running the shawl label. There are many, many, many obstacles that you have to go through when you run your own business. And it's not as glamorous or as easy as our Instagram makes it out to be. There have been many times where I just, like, you know, like, have complete breakdown and I just would like to throw in the towel and give up. But yeah, like you said, whenever I speak to my mom or my husband about it, they always bring me back to the number one question. Why do you do the work that you do at the shawl label? Remember your purpose, remember your intention. And every time I do remember why I start doing the shawl label, it makes me feel stronger again. I think it's good to always remember why you're doing things, and that it's fine, it's completely okay to go into something halfway and change your intentions, especially if in the beginning your intention was doing it for something else that isn't as significant. And I think it's safe to say that if you do anything for the sake of Allah, fi sabilillah, it's always like much more fulfilling. And no matter what problems you go through, you always come out stronger, because the reason that you're doing it is him, you know. Nothing is more significant than Allah in our lives.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. So freeing yourself from everything else in order to come nearer to Allah. It's brilliant. And I suppose it goes back to that whole ikhlas aspect. If our intentions are secured by that ikhlas, it will sort of be our guiding light.
So Safiya, what do you think we can do to remind ourselves about our intentions every day? Is there like a specific thing that you do that have helped you remember your intentions?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that I found really helpful is writing things down. So if I have a particular intention or a particular goal in mind, I'll sort of write it down somewhere that I can sort of have access to regularly. I think there's something quite powerful about putting pen to paper and writing something down, even if it's something really sort of simple and minute, but having that visual reminder that you can go back to. Maybe it's something about muscle memory or something like that, but writing something down has always helped me. When I graduated, I made sure to sort of write a list of all the things that I wanted to do and the years that I wanted to do them, and most importantly, why I wanted to do them. And that's really helped me till this day. How about you, Ida?
SubhanAllah. Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think there's just something beautiful about making your intentions tangible, like out there in the open. You know, because when you do say an intention, it's something that's internal or it's between you and Allah. But, you know, if you write it out and put it on a wall that you can see every single day, I don't know, it makes it more real. Maybe because I'm just a visual person and I want to see something like out there. So yeah, writing things really helps for me. So I completely agree with you on that one. What else? Do you have any other tips?
I think community, like this idea of community orientation, so having good people around you, people you can go to and people who you can rely on, who will sort of reassure you or reaffirm for you your intentions. Because sometimes trying to sort of go solo, maybe sort of you can, I don't know, fall off tracks. So it's always good to have people around you who can reaffirm your intentions for you, or even practically help you in pursuing your intentions or doing something you set out to do. I think you shared with me quite a beautiful story in relation to that.
Yeah, I completely agree about having someone or a group of friends to motivate you and back you up in pursuing your intentions, and to remind yourself why you're doing what you do. We had a halaqa here in Morocco where a group of us girls, we realized that it was a real struggle waking up for Fajr on time. I think it was during the summer, so the Fajr prayers were really early. It was like, I think, 3 or 4 a.m. And it was just really, really difficult to wake up, even with like 7 alarms on your phone. So we decided to like pair everyone up. We can actually call one another up to make sure that we actually wake up for Fajr. And after we've done that, we actually went back to the group and said, okay, on this day and date, we both did it. We both woke up for Fajr. And so it was not just about like pairing with someone up and having an actual person actually waking you up, but we went a step further and made it like a community thing. All of us were just supporting one another to wake up for Fajr on time. And we did it for like 30 days, because I think it's a known fact that you need 30 days to create a habit. So we did it continuously for 30 days. And it was like one of the best things we've done as a halaqa group here in Morocco. And it helped like all of us girls, alhamdulillah.
Wow, mashallah. Something else that I think is quite important is repetition in doing something. And you mentioned how just as we sort of stand for prayer, you know, 5 times a day, and we need to reaffirm our intentions 5 times a day, sometimes repeating to yourself why you're doing something continuously and consistently, it acts as that personal reminder for yourself, and repetition can be sort of quite helpful. And on the note of repetition, something else, you know, we can make all the efforts that we need to, but I think prayer is so important as well. Sort of sincerely praying that, oh Allah, keep my intentions sincere and purely for your sake. So make all your intentions and then just make your efforts and then leave it to Allah.
Exactly. That's so true. Yeah, we've completely missed that part out about like actually asking for Allah to help us keep our intentions pure, because, you know, everything that we do is for Him, and no one else can help us more than Allah can help us. So actually, yes, praying and making dua to Allah to make sure that our intentions always remain for Him is one of the places we should start. Even before writing things out, even before having all this like community thing, it's always going back to Allah and putting Him first and center in your life. So yeah, that is absolutely true, Safiya. Thanks for bringing it up.
No problem.
Yeah, so, oh yes, we have to share with you this hadith, right, Safiya?
Yes, so this beautiful hadith that we both came across when we were doing our reading on intentions is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. So actions are according to their intentions, which is very small but very powerful hadith.
You know, it doesn't matter if you do something huge and grand, but it's considered worthless without pure intentions. But the smallest deeds can become huge in the eyes of Allah if it's backed up with a really pure and sincere intention. So that's how powerful having a sincere intention is. So we should always make it like one of our priorities as a Muslimah to always remember why we do things and to always relate everything that we do for Allah, fi sabilillah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I think we've come to the end of the podcast. Thank you so much, Sophia, for doing this with me. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself. I hope you too.
I have indeed. Thank you for having me. Alhamdulillah. So now that you've heard from us, ladies, we'd love to hear your thoughts. So if you'd like to share with us any thoughts, any reflections, or even any tips on staying true to your intentions, please do email us at theshawlabel@gmail.com.
Yep, we would love to hear from you guys. And next week, we're going to talk about love. I'm sure everyone would be very excited for that. We're going to talk about what is love in the eyes of a singleton and in the eyes of a married woman or in the eyes of a wife. So yeah, we'll be excited to do that podcast, and I hope you guys will join us.
To join in on the conversation, go to theshawlabel.com/womanup.